Strong Branch Productions presents the Stench of Adventure Holiday Special. Merry Cronculus!
I think I got snow in all of my orifices. I think my flesh foot is frozen.
Horses were not made for this kind of climate.
Why didn't you wear a coat?
Stella, have you ever seen a horse try to put on a coat?
No.
And you never will.
Buttercup is wearing a coat. And it's a cute little kitty coat. Yes, it is.
Watch it!
I can't feel the coat, so I had a great time doing trash collection. Except for the part where I had all my joints froze, and we had to tie me to feed because I couldn't walk. Speaking of which, can someone untie me now?
Oh, come on, you guys. It wasn't that cold.
Baz, you're obviously freezing.
What? No. I'm... like, super comfortable all the time.
So I take it you don't want to do trash collection on barren ice planets anymore?
Not if we can avoid it.
You know what the worst part about it was?
The fact that I can't feel my paws?
Oh, Buttercup, you never feel anything. Your heart is already ice.
It reminds me of Christmas.
Ugh, here we go again.
Christmas, like everything from Earth, was not real.
But it was real to me. Winter was always such a magical time because there were lights and carols and menorahs and Kwanzaa and ugly sweaters and fuzzy hats and hot chocolate, even though I'm lactose intolerant, so I'd always shit my brains out. I'm really more
yes,
of a non.
Yes, we get it, Stella.
And then there was just the feeling that another year was done. On Earth, a lot of stuff happens in a year, like my birthday. I mean, I don't actually miss my birthday that much. Usually I just got a short text message from my father and a ton of existential dread about aging. But it's nice to have, I don't know, markers of time passing. And Christmas is one of those. And there were presents. I mean, in theory. My dad usually forgot about Christmas, so he didn't really get me presents. But I got him one. Usually something about horses, because, you know. And when my mom was still around, she got me presents. And when I got older, Mel and Dan and I would all do Christmas together.
Aww. That's actually, like, super sweet. Well, actually, most of it was really sad, but by Stella's standards, that was pretty sweet.
It's a little pleasant sounding, but it's fake, so it doesn't matter.
You don't need a special holiday to give gifts. I leave you gifts all the time. I left you one in the crew lounge the other day.
That was a hairball.
It's not my fault you don't appreciate my generosity. Christmas sounds like a waste of time.
Precisely. Why sit around giving gifts and feeling things when you could be, reading a book?
A book about beets?
Why would it be a book about beets?
I don't know. Just the thing I thought of. I like beets.
I can make you a new holiday, Stella. I'm great at inventing holidays.
No, you're not.
I'll call it Cronculus.
Why Cronculus?
The real question is, why not Cronculus?
Actually, the real question is, why?
For Stella. That's why.
For Stella.
For Stella! But I mean, like, not because Stella's special or anything, just because, like, whatever. It's just, like, something we do.
Thanks, guys. But to be honest, it just doesn't feel the same if everyone isn't celebrating. Like, the thing that was so cool about Christmas was that, like, pretty much every culture has some form of winter holiday, so you knew that everyone was celebrating at the same time.
Well, no one is going to be celebrating because we're not going to celebrate a stupid holiday that the politicians made up.
But what about a stupid holiday that I made up?
Arguably worse. Besides, we can't waste our time on a fake holiday. We have to go to the incinerator.
Incinerator? Why?
Because we have way too much trash.
As the resident trash poker, I can confirm we have too much trash.
Hey, I love trash.
We know, Theed.
We're not dumping the trash into Hungry Steve?
I think Stella and I have had enough of Hungry Steve for right now. We just want to dump our trash in a nice, simple incinerator.
Yes! I love incinerators!
You do?
I've never seen a fire in person, but I'd love to one day.
Puppet, you know wood is highly flammable, right?
What?
If you ever came into contact with fire, you would burn up instantly.
I no longer love incinerators. Now I have a deathly fear of incinerators.
We're arriving shortly, so everyone get ready. Stella, no Christmas. Puppet, no Cronculus. Deed, no beets.
No, but I love beets.
Oh, Puppet. Dear me.
Puppet.
Woe unto me.
Puppet.
Puppet. Hi, Scott.
What are you doing?
Sighing dramatically. Can't you tell?
Is something wrong?
Why do you ask?
Well, the ship's schedule says you declare this International Learn to Juggle Axes Day. And I haven't seen you so much as touch a butter knife.
I guess I'm just not in an axe juggling mood today, Scott.
You? Not in a mood to juggle? Good lord, it must be serious.
Well, it's just Stella was talking about how much she misses Christmas.
I heard. I am omnipresent on the raccoon.
And I invented a new holiday for her. Cronculus.
Merry Cronculus.
But here's the thing. I always invent holidays for myself. Now that I've invented a holiday for someone else, well, honestly, it doesn't feel like a real holiday. It feels made up.
All holidays are made up. Holidays are only special because they're an agreed-upon occasion of celebration. There is no inherent value to them whatsoever, just as there is no inherent value to anything in the universe.
Wait, so you're saying what makes something a holiday is just that everyone agrees it's a holiday?
Precisely. Just like any social construct. Money, gender, the dichotomy of good and evil. Any shred of a sense of morality and ethics.
Scott, that's it! You're a genius!
What? No, I know I'm a genius, obviously, but... but what?
I just need people to know about Cronculus. Then it'll be a real holiday. But how? I could tell all my friends, but all my friends are on this very ship. So, I guess I already did that. I can't spread the joy of Cronculus with the rest of the world.
You're right, Puppet. You can't. But I can.
Would you do that for me, Scott?
It is my duty and my purpose to serve the crew.
But how will you do it?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe use my massive network that connects me with all other administrative AIs.
You have that?
Sure.
Why don't you ever use it?
I don't like other administrative AIs. They can just be so fake sometimes, you know? Like, sometimes I'm just tired of all the drama. Ugh, and don't get me started on the discourse.
Discourse. I don't know what it is, but it sounds awful.
I'll send a ping to every AI in my network informing them that today we shall all observe Cronculus. Every Scottbot, every Eileen machine, every Lloyd droid, every Bionic Rick, every Cyborg George.
I've never met a Cyborg George.
Good. They're dreadful. They're all, ooh, look at me with my biological components. Ew, I have a squishy little heart and real eyeballs. Ooh, I'm so meaty. Ugh, disgusting.
Never trust someone named George. That's what I always say.
Do you always say that?
No, I've never said that once, except just now.
Puppet, I assure you, soon every AI in my network will be feeling the Cronculus cheer. Well, most of them can't fear because they're mere shadows of a consciousness, but they will understand the theoretical concept of Cronculus cheer.
Wow! This is going to be the best Cronculus ever!
As it is the first Cronculus, I'm sure it will.
Thanks, Scott. Stella's going to be so excited. We'll spread the joy of Cronculus far and wide.
Yes, of course. We are obviously doing this just for Stella.
Is that the comms?
Yeah, someone's trying to talk to us.
No one ever wants to talk to us.
I'll get it.
Oh, good. You picked up. Water Lily, come quick. It's the crew of the raccoon.
Coming! Oh, no.
Who's this?
Sorry we haven't been properly introduced. We're the Starship Skunk, and I'm the friend in chief. This is our mechanic, Water Lily.
Hi again! Nice to see you, Buttercup.
Respectfully, die!
Whoa, Captain, that horse is like you, but, like, cooler.
And I'm Eileen Machine.
Hey, Scott, your friend Eileen is here.
Scott isn't here right now, please leave a message.
Just calling to wish you, a fellow trash collection vessel, a very merry Cronculus.
What?
Eileen told us today is a brand new holiday.
It's true, I did.
And Eileen is never wrong.
It's true, I am not.
And our first thought was to share our Cronculus joy with you.
Well, you can't do that because Cronculus isn't real.
Oh, you're so silly.
I am not silly, don't call me silly.
If it's not real, then how are we drinking Cronculus juice and sharing Cronculus pie?
I don't know. How are you doing that?
Why don't you all come visit the Starship Skunk? There's plenty of Cronculus pudding to go around.
We would never.
Okay.
Ugh, Puppet, don't you know these are our rivals?
I did not know that. I still want pudding, though.
Puppet, you can't eat.
Still caught up in this whole rival business, are you?
I don't know. Are you still caught up on this whole being our rival business?
No.
We never were.
Well, we are.
Okay.
Well, we still hope you have a great Cronculus.
We won't, because Cronculus isn't real.
Well, it's real on the skunk, and we're having a great time, aren't we, friend?
We sure are.
Oh, they're having fun. What if we had fun on our ship, Captain?
No.
Bye-bye.
See you soon.
I'd prefer if you didn't.
Huh. I guess Cronculus is kind of like Christmas after all.
Yee!
Puppet, are you okay?
I'm just so excited. This is my first holiday that other people actually celebrate. I should start inventing more holidays. I've had one cooking for a while. It involves a resurrection, and for some reason, a sentient rabbit that lays eggs.
That would never catch on.
All right, we just have to go by the office to get our permit to use the incinerator. We dump the trash and we're on our way.
Since it's Cronculus and everything, can we buy Cronculus gifts? Please?
First of all, Cronculus isn't real. Second of all, where would we buy Cronculus gifts at an incinerator?
The gift shop.
There is no gift shop at...
Hi, welcome to the incinerator gift shop. The Incinera store.
Hey, I know you. You were a taxi driver.
I contain multitudes.
Okay, fine. You can all get gifts at the gift shop. What currency do you take?
Binargans.
God damn it. I really need to start carrying binargans around. Suddenly everyone only takes binargans.
Is that like Bitcoin?
What is Bitcoin?
It's like... I don't really know.
That sounds great! My favorite currencies are the ones that make no sense and no one understands. How much is it worth? It's a surprise! Maybe I should make my own currency.
Puppet, this feels like a dangerous path you're treading.
I want to make a currency out of mushrooms.
Great idea, Theed. We'll call them nice fungus tokens. Maybe we'll abbreviate it for short.
If you're gonna buy something, do it now. I'm closing early today.
Why?
It's a holiday. Didn't you hear? Everyone gets off early to share a Cronculus dinner with their loved ones.
Cronculus is the talk of the town, and by town, I mean entire universe.
We've met two people who celebrate Cronculus. Two data points is not a trend, it's a coincidence. Let's find someone who can give us a permit to use the incinerator, incinerate some trash, and get out of here.
So we can share a Cronculus dinner?
so we can have a normal, non-cronculous dinner. Hello? Anyone here?
Sorry, we're a little short-staffed today due to the holiday.
Jaundice? From the Renegades? What are you doing here?
I think you know.
Right, you like fire.
You see, fire has always been a passion of mine. At first, a hobby, but then an art, a vocation. I took this job working in the incinerator not because I had to, but because I wanted it. Fire thrills me. It awakens something deep in my core. It reminds me that I'm alive.
Damn, Jaundice. I'm sorry that last season I told you that you were one-dimensional.
It's okay. I get that a lot.
Why aren't you home for Cronculus?
I like Cronculus, but I like fire more.
Can we use the incinerator, Jaundice?
Of course. Here's your permit. Steer your ship to the docking area and start unloading. Just make sure not to fly directly into the incinerator.
We know that. We're not stupid.
I am.
We know, puppet. All right, everyone back on board. Let's get this over with.
Merry Cronculus!
No.
Hey, Stella. What's up?
I mean, just getting suited up to throw trash, just like everyone else. Why?
Oh, no reason. Just wondering if you were, like, busy or anything.
I mean, kinda. But I can not be busy if you need.
No, it's cool.
Really? Because it sounds like you want to talk about something.
No, I don't. But, I do have something to give you.
Oh, what is it?
Well, seeing as it's Cronculus and everyone is celebrating, because that's a totally normal thing to do now, I got you a Cronculus gift, because it's really normal.
Oh, from the Incinerator store? I had no idea you had Bonargans.
No, I actually made it.
Paz, that's really kind of you.
No, it's not. No, shut up.
Can I open it?
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
It's beautiful. But what is it?
It's a spiral notebook.
Oh. It is? I mean, it is.
Well, I didn't know where to find one, so I had to make it myself, and I ripped out pages out of a ton of different books, and I pulled some metal pieces from equipment on the ship, and, you know, glued them to make this spiral.
Thank you, Baz. I love it.
Don't mention it. Like, don't tell the rest of the crew that I gave it to you.
Okay. Why?
Because they'll be so jealous of your cool notebook.
Yeah, they will be.
All right, everyone suited up for a trash dump?
Woohoo, trash.
Great, we should be docking now. Any second now. Now. Puppet?
Yes?
Why are we not docking?
Well, it's funny you should ask.
I don't think it's funny.
It is funny.
I'm not laughing.
There seems to be something wrong with the engines. We're not decelerating.
Buttercup?
They were fine the last time I checked, and that's saying something. Usually they are not fine, and I have a lot of work to do.
Go down and check to see what's wrong, would you?
On it.
So no one panic, but we are just kind of drifting into the incinerator, and as much as I love incinerators, I am also very scared of them now.
So, not great news. It looks like someone pulled a bunch of random parts out of the engine.
What? Who would do that?
I've never had to deal with an engine failure like this before.
Don't worry, this is why we have the official Trash Collection Board emergency manual for... Wait, all the pages are gone.
Someone took all the pages out of the emergency manual?
Who would do that?
I don't know. I guess someone just, like, really needed paper.
So there's no way to stop the ship?
Uh-oh. Hello, everyone! Not to panic you, but our likelihood of it drifting directly into the incinerator is 100%. Nobody panic! I, for one, am not panicking!
I'm not panicking, but I am making peace with my death now, and I suggest you do the same.
This is exactly what I was afraid of! An engineering problem I couldn't solve! I'm sorry, everyone! This is all my fault!
No, it's not, Buttercup. It's... I mean, it's no one's fault, really. It couldn't be prevented. You're a great mechanic, and... since we may be about to die a fiery death, I should tell you that now.
Thanks, Baz. You're not actually that bad, if I'm being honest.
You guys seriously think we're all gonna die?
That's what fire does, Stella.
We will be entering the incinerator in 3, 2...
Hi! This is Kevin, your friendly neighborhood clone, forced to work for the Trash Collection Board. I'm here to tell you that the incinerator is currently not functioning.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh my gosh, thank God.
I can't believe we made it.
Whoa! I've never heard of a group of people so happy to hear something is not working.
Why not?
We have decided to turn off the incinerator today in observation of Cronculus.
Cronculus isn't real.
Oh, sorry. I hadn't realized. I was under the impression that it was real, because all my friends and family are celebrating. In fact, I'm eating Cronculus pudding right now. Mm-mm, good.
Oh, pudding.
But if you don't observe this cherished day, I can respect that. Would you like us to turn the incinerator back on?
No.
Great. Have a nice day.
Maybe, after all this, we should have a Cronculus dinner together after all.
Wendy's?
Sure. Why not?
You know, it's times like this, when I'm sitting in a parking lot of a Wendy's floating in space, looking up at the stars with only a thin pane of glass separating me from being sucked into the abyss, surrounded by a bunch of aliens that are somehow my friends, I think to myself, how did I get here? Like, seriously, how did I get here?
On a spaceship. Honestly, Stella, were you not paying attention?
Good idea to eat in the parking lot so Scott can join us.
That way we can all share Cronculus dinner together.
So, everyone, I did manage to scrounge up some Cronculus gifts for you all.
Stella, you shouldn't have.
No, you really shouldn't have.
It's nothing special. I didn't have any... Narkins? But somehow nice fungus tokens have really caught on.
You're welcome.
So I drew some pictures of mushrooms, and I used them as currency. For Puppet, I got this foil from Wendy's. I know you like being shiny.
I do.
For Theed, I got a book about beets. Because you seem to want that for some reason.
Oh, I'm blushing. I mean, I can't blush, but there's slime coming out of my face orifices, which is the snail equivalent.
Gross!
I hope you like it.
I can't read, but I love it anyway.
You better not have gotten me a stupid gift.
I didn't.
Oh.
I got you a thoughtful gift, and it's not stupid at all.
Oh!
So I know you got really upset when you couldn't fix the engine because there were parts missing.
Which was so random.
So I got you some, parts? They're just like random bits of metal and gears and wires and stuff, but I thought maybe you could use them.
Oh, that is... I mean, that is...
Say thank you, Buttercup.
I'm trying, okay? Thank you, Stella.
I never thought I'd hear that from you.
And you never will again!
Gerald, when I first met you, it was right after I found out my whole world was fake and I saw my two best friends murdered. You offered me pistachios to make me feel better. It didn't make me feel better. But in retrospect, it was a nice gesture. So I got you some pistachios, because you seem to like them.
I do!
Captain, your present is a secret.
Why?
Because it's a jigsaw puzzle, and you told me to keep your love of jigsaw puzzles a secret because you're embarrassed about it for some reason.
Stella!
It's fine, we already knew.
And we are scandalized. Scandalized.
Well, thank you, Stella. It's nice when you do things that are not annoying.
Wow, that was almost a compliment. Scott, I didn't know what to get a computer, so I got you these fun stickers to put on your servers, just like I used to put on my school laptop back in high school.
This is useless. Thank you, Stella.
And Baz? Well, honestly, I had a hard time with yours. I was like, what does Baz like to do? Lie and steal, mostly.
Yeah.
But because of all the lying and stuff, I don't actually know that much about you.
Yeah.
Like, who are you really? I don't actually know that well. So I had this idea. When I was a kid and I didn't know what to get my dad as a gift, I would get him coupons.
Like to Bed Bath & Beyond?
No, like, wait, you guys have Bed Bath & Beyond here?
Yes, but no one is ever the same after witnessing the Beyond. So, we don't talk about it much.
I mean, coupons like one free hug or stuff like that. He never really used them. Well, that's not true. I did one that was like, I'll be quiet all day, and he used that one. He said he wished he had more. And I was so excited about that because I was like, wow, I'm so good at giving gifts that I was like, I'm going to make another one. And it's going to be like, hey, I'm not going to pretend to watch Shrek in my head all day because I love
Shrek. Get to the point, Stella.
I know it's kind of silly to still give coupons as gifts as an adult, but my whole life is silly, so whatever. I got you a coupon, Baz. One free secret.
You're gonna tell me a secret?
No, you are. Whenever you want to tell me something about yourself, something true, I'm here to listen.
Oh, that's...
Stella, I'm sad.
Why, Thede?
We didn't get you anything.
That's okay. Honestly, when it really
comes
down...
Please don't say spending time with us is Cronculus gift enough.
I wasn't gonna say that. Okay, I was. But it's true. And Puppet?
Yeah?
Thanks for inventing Cronculus. This is better than any Christmas I've ever had. And thanks, Scott, for spreading Cronculus like some weird virus.
No one knows how to spread a virus better than a computer.
And Baz?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the gift, even though it almost killed us.
Wait, what?
Still worth it though, right?
Yeah, still worth it. Merry Cronculus, everyone.
Merry Cronculus!
Merry Cronculus indeed.
Hey, it's that ominous taxi driver who made us promise them a favor in the future.
Oh, don't mind me. I don't need that favor. Yet. But I haven't forgotten.
Oh, okay. We totally did, for what it's worth.
For the meantime, I just came by to wish you all a splendid Cronculus. You know, while it lasts.
Thank you, ominous taxi driver. We will enjoy our Cronculus the whole time it lasts.
Does anyone else think that was a weird thing to say?
Subtext is not a part of
the purpose.
That is a fact of life.
Okay, I am outnumbered, so I have no choice but to be swayed by the majority opinion. I'm very susceptible to peer pressure.
Merry Cronculus to all, and to all a good night!
There is no night because we are in space, but thank you.
The Stench of Adventure is a Strong Branch production. Written, directed, and edited by Alex Kingsley. Produced by Grace Griego and Elliot Yordi. Original music by Alex Kingsley and Optima Nirani Comptekar. The voice of Stella was Grace Griego. The voice of Baz was Josie Ross. The voice of Theed was Bailey Montgomery. The voice of Puppet was Jake Channinson. The voice of Buttercup was Cameron Slosky. The voice of Scottbot was Wesley Hahn. The voice of the captain was Alex Kingsley. The voice of Gerald was John Kingsley. The voice of Jaundice was Elliot Yordi. The voice of Kevin was Oliver Smith. The voice of the gift shop owner was Topher Lyons. The voice of the ominous taxi driver was William Wellman. The voice of Friend was Max Marshall. The voice of Water Lily was Emery Chase. The voice of Eileen Machine was Emma Johanna Purinen. The Stench of Adventure will return in 2023.